Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop the QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
On today's Part of My Take, we have a twofer. We have the Duke Slayer, Coach Buzz Williams, head coach of Virginia Tech basketball, and we have tight end David Njoku from the Cleveland Browns, the hottest team in the NFL. Great interview with him. He was in person. I think we're friends-ish.
Yeah, we're friendly.
Yeah, we're friendly. We have a ton of NFL coaches, meetings, and GMs all in Arizona getting their drink on. We have our two late MLB predictions because the season actually technically started. And guys on check. Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can find the home that's just right for you. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent, all in the app. When you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. So download the Redfin app today to get started. Okay, let's go. It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports. Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by InfoScores. Check out BFT's new InfoScores on our YouTube channel right now, the Pardon My Take YouTube channel. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, almost tax day.
Very, very close.
We're going to start getting into it, Hank, where we're very close to tax day every day, so you got to get nervous.
You know what I'm planning on doing this year? Turning over a new leaf. I'm going to do my taxes on time, not file for an extension.
Oh, I'm extension
then,
life.
Wait, but then I'm going to realize, like, at 11:48 on April 15th, that I don't have one piece of paperwork, and I'm going to do the extension until October.
Yes.
That's what I'll do.
Extension life is where it's at.
Yeah.
Just end up being October 15th forever. The government doesn't really care.
They don't.
All right, so we have a big show for you. We have David Njoku from the Browns. We have Coach Buzz Williams from Virginia Tech, who is going to beat Duke and get Hank a cat. But before we do all that, we have the NFL having their big powwow out in Arizona?
Yep.
Arizona. All the coaches together, they got in front of the sun and took that picture where everyone just stares directly at the sun looking like idiots.
Why do they always have them face the sun?
I don't know. It's awesome.
Everyone's
awesome.
They're all like closing their eyes all the way. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Jay Gruden looked like he had just gotten done throwing up.
Dead. Yeah. Andy Reid had his Hawaiian shirt and the largest ankles I've ever seen. We actually, if anyone wants to make... Well, no, we should make this video. Just have, like, Steph Curry and, like, Kyrie Irving and James Harden and a bunch of guys try to cross up and break Andy Reid's ankles. And it's just, like, over and over.
Impossible.
And it never happens.
Impossible. His Hawaiian shirts are really the highlight of the picture every single year.
Yep.
He has, like, an unlimited supply.
Freddie Kitchens is wearing a hat to let everyone know that he is, in fact, part of the Browns organization.
Freddie Kitchens looked great in this picture. It was almost like a smock that he was wearing, too. And then I noticed that Sean McVay, Bruce Arians, and
Sean Payton
were all missing
Pete
from the
Carroll,
photo. Pete Carroll,
Mike Tomlin, there's
a
lot.
That's right. Tom Coughlin probably wants to suspend him for a day for missing picture day.
Yes,
he doesn't like that.
A lot of people who didn't show up to the picture day. Matt Patricia was wearing a black undershirt. NFL coaches having to dress up. Mm-hmm. Like you can see, obviously, Cliff Kingsbury, that guy's too fucking smooth.
Yeah, Matt Patricia definitely looked like Hot Topic manager that was going to a funeral.
Yes, yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, I got to throw on this shirt.
Yeah,
and
he has Misfits shirt underneath, yeah, the one button up that he owns.
The black shirt underneath, and then Freddie Kitchens had like a 3XL button-down shirt that he probably bought for like a frat formal 20 years ago, mm-hmm, and he's like, that's the only shirt I have. I just wear sweatpants. So it's funny, mm-hmm, to watch these guys have to throw on somewhat nice clothes and looked a little bit respectable. And also looking at the new guys who you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot Matt LaFleur and, you know, Zach Taylor are out there. Like, that's what they look like? Cool.
Yeah, it was a nice little refresher. It's actually good for my brain every year to see how much of the offseason moves I've absorbed and retained in my own head, when I can, like, if I can go through every single coach and say them by name,
yes,
I feel like I'm an expert about the NFL.
You've done your research.
And I think I missed out on one. I think you pointed this out in your blog. It was like Zach Taylor, yeah, and LaFleur. Wasn't sure which one was which.
One of the two. There, two of them are in those, yes, in there. We just don't know which one's which.
I think LaFleur is the better looking of the two.
LaFleur is like... It depends. Type of stuff is subjective, PFT.
It is, but it's like if you took a photocopy of Cliff Kingsbury once, you get Matt LaFleur. If you then copy Matt LaFleur, you end up with Zach Taylor.
Right. Just keep doing it. Yeah, Matt LaFleur does have a little bit of a... He looks a little bit too pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, Cliff Kingsbury is the perfect case of a guy who, if he doesn't gain 20 pounds in the next few years, he's be out of the league. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't win a Super Bowl looking that pretty.
You know me.
No,
I'm on the other side that I don't think that Cliff Kingsbury is as attractive as he's getting credit for.
But he's in good shape, and he has like the nice tailored, like having tailored clothes, mm-hmm, in the NFL head coach's picture already means that you're trying to, you already think you're better than everyone.
Yeah, so there's two different schools of coaches that show up to this picture not wearing socks. One is Cliff Kingsbury that does it to be stylish. The other is just a guy that forgot his socks, forgot to pack socks on this trip.
Right. There was,
like Andy Reid.
Yeah, there were also a bunch of white socks with like dress shoes, which, yeah, is always a great look.
A very underrated part was that the Grudens were dressed identically.
Yes, and John Gruden showing those guns.
Mm-hmm.
He's right. And John Gruden and Vic Fangio fighting over leg space. The AFC West rivalry is back on.
There you
go. The Broncos and Raiders.
And Frank Reich is big. He's a big dude.
Big dude.
Did not realize that.
Yeah, so all the coaches are down there. We had some funny like little snippets from all their meetings because they all have to get in front of the media. So the first one was Andy Reid. This actually came from Matt Nagy. He said that Andy Reid has his own Bitmoji of himself wearing a Hawaiian shirt and holding a stack of pancakes.
Okay. First of all, I'm shocked. This is big if true. This is massive.
He showed it to the media. Matt Nagy did. He showed the picture.
I'm shocked that any of these coaches know what a Bitmoji is. I thought that was exclusively Lane Kiffin territory.
Well, yeah, I think Lane Kiffin popularized it because everyone's like, well, we got to get with it. Kiffin's the coolest cucker in the world.
It's a copycat league.
Yeah.
Everything starts in college and makes their way up to the pros. Yeah, Andy Reid, you said he's holding a stack of pancakes?
In his Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
I would get that as a tattoo.
Well, yeah. Okay,
I probably should. I think I said would.
No, I'm with you.
But
like,
I didn't say
should.
I will. I we said that should. I would get
we
that as a tattoo.
All should. So my question is, do you think, well, actually, this isn't even a question. This is a statement.
Fuck, did Andy I say Reid, I'd get that as a tattoo?
Yeah, you'd get it as a tattoo. Andy Reid definitely sends that Bitmoji to his coaching staff at like 7 a.m. being like, pancakes today? and when you get that text, you're eating pancakes.
Yeah, as a feeler.
Yes.
He sends it as a feeler, and he just needs one person to be like, sure. And he's like, okay, if you guys want it,
yeah, fine.
We'll make flapjacks again.
Yeah, and he's got one probably with double steaks.
Can we put some ketchup on the pancakes, coach?
That might be my favorite little like snippet that I've ever gotten from the NFL head coaches meeting, that Andy Reid has a Bitmoji that he texts to other coaches. Mm-hmm. We also had John Gruden, still not over Khalil Mack. Well, I guess maybe he is now, but he said he cried for 3 days after trading Mack.
Mm-hmm.
And
man card.
Hi, I'm Joe Buck. Hand over your man card.
It's tough for me to take John Gruden's man card because I know he's got Deuce right behind him,
mm-hmm,
like ready to attack like his little pit bull.
Yeah.
But I feel like in this case, it's warranted.
These are just the overcompensating Raiders. That's all they are. Because, mm-hmm, Antonio Brown is still subtweeting people. He's still going after people. John Gruden knows how bad the Khalil Mack trade looks in hindsight. So he's just going to be like, by the time we're done with the Khalil Mack trade, John Gruden will be like, yeah, I didn't leave my house for 14 months after I traded Khalil Mack. Like, we get it, dude. You fucked up. I don't think you cried for... No way John Gruden cried.
Well, the nice thing is, yeah, he doesn't... He just, like, his face secretes Corona.
Yeah.
I don't think that
Wing
actual
sauce.
Water comes out of his eyes.
Yeah.
But,
Actually, you know what it was? It was probably he was at a Hooters, and he used the napkins after a lot of wings, and then he was like, the moisture on his hands maybe got on his eyes. He's like, what is this salty feel of moisture on my face?
Either that, or he wiped his eyes, and he had wing sauce on him, and so then his eyes started to tear.
See, I don't even think
It's not crying.
Yeah.
So the other thing about John Gruden and this trade that he... So it was, what, 3 first-rounders?
Yeah.
That went out for the Khalil Mack trade?
No, yeah. No, 2 first-rounders.
2 first-rounders and a second or so, and a third?
No, they swapped. The Raiders sent back a second, which made no sense.
Okay. So, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I've been pointing it out over and over. If the Bears are good next year and the Raiders are bad, they literally traded, like, 7 spots in the draft.
But the nice thing about that for John Gruden is that we're not going to be able to actually say definitively who won the Khalil Mack trade for another 4 years.
Correct.
By which time he'll probably just retire.
Right.
Like he'll be out in Vegas and he'll just fade off into the desert somewhere. But yeah, he's bought himself a shitload of time. The other big Raiders news, I don't know if you saw this. I talked to you about this earlier, but I feel like I should put it out there for everybody. Antonio Brown has a podcast. Now, if you're like me, you're probably saying, what the hell? Why does Antonio Brown have a podcast?
Correct.
It's one episode. It's called Making the Best Decision on the Boomin Experience with Antonio Brown and DJ Legato.
Wait, so hold on. He has one podcast episode.
Mm-hmm.
And remember,
NASCAR
on
driver?
Monday, I threw out the theory that he doesn't want to be on the Raiders and he's overcompensating. And he's released a podcast called Making the Best Decision.
Yep.
He's like one step away from being like, I love the Raiders so much. And this is the best move of my entire life. I'm so happy. And here's a podcast telling you how happy I am.
Yep. And he dropped it at midnight. So he's trying to get on that Le'Veon Bell tip of releasing new tracks. But he just essentially sits down to recording of him talking to Drew Rosenhaus. I don't even know if Drew Rosenhaus knew that he was being recorded, but it's just a speakerphone conversation with Drew Rosenhaus and Drew being like, yeah, the Patriots are interested, the Titans are interested, and the Eagles are very interested too. And then Antonio Brown just being like, yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up.
So, like, my theory's right.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't want to be a Raider, and he's back into it with Juju Smith-Schuster. Antonio Brown. Are we going to do this forever?
Yep.
Like, are you going to still? He's going to keep fighting with the Steelers for the rest of his career.
Yeah, and fighting with random people that DM on Instagram.
Right.
He's gotten into like four. I've seen like 4 or 5 screenshots of him just like replying to people.
It's insane. The last thing we had from the NFL owners meeting was Bill Belichick. So 2 things. One is this comes from Jeff P. Howe. He said that he asked Bill Belichick that Bill Belichick is getting ready for his 45th NFL season. Holy shit.
There's no way that's true.
Yeah, I think it is.
45?
Yeah, because he was like a scout and everything.
Fuck.
And he asked him if he's got another 45 more in the tank, and Belichick said probably not.
Okay,
so,
not definitive.
We're not going to close the window on Bill Belichick coaching until he's 120 or whatever it may be, but that's a probably not.
For me, every time the NFL coaches meeting comes around, is this an owners meeting too?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the owners meeting that happens in the spring, and every year it's something that I say, fuck, we got to go to that next year.
Yeah.
And then I forget that it ever happens until the day that Adam Schefter tweets out a picture of him like landing somewhere wearing shorts.
Yes. Yeah, until the NFL head coach's picture comes out, and you're like, oh yeah, that's this year.
Missed it again. Belichick was notoriously gruff. What was the sabermetrics on that?
So Jeff P. Howe said, Bill Belichick fielded 116 questions over 43 minutes this morning, 2.7 questions per minute. He said 1,790 words, an average of 15.4 words per response.
Hmm.
His most frequent phrases were, we'll see, 21 times, and I don't know, 13 times.
That's like a Calvin Coolidge press conference. go look that one up, Hank. You'll enjoy that reference.
He also said he doesn't deal in hypotheticals when someone asks about Gronk, which is going to be the best story next year. Is Bill Belichick versus Gronk rumors in every press conference ever.
Here's what he's going to say every time it's brought up, verbatim. Well, we're certainly going to do what's best for the sake of New England Patriots and her team. So,
ooh, I think he's going to add, once he gets asked it like a dozen times, he's going to say Rob Gronkowski's not on the team. I'm worried about my roster.
I'm here to talk about the football players that are on my team right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Rob was a great player for us.
Yes, but he's not on the team. All right, so that was basically all the NFL news we have to do quickly before we get to Hot Seat, Cool Throne.
Well, there's also, like, real quick, there's a silent struggle going on in the NFL right now, and mm-hmm. that's over the replay review.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of coaches have put forth measures saying that they want to put almost like just – you could call it like Gene Steratore or a Mike Pereira type guy up in the booth whose only job is to overturn obvious missed penalties like a pass interference call, like hypothetically might have happened at the end of a championship game.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. So who knows who put this forward? Maybe it was – who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
It could have been any coach from the NFC South.
Who does CrossFit.
From the western part of the NFC South that mm-hmm. put this forward. But I guess most of the coaches liked it, but there were a few that really, really, really disagreed with it. Maybe a coach from the NFC West might not have really liked it.
Okay.
And so they decided to table it for now, even though I think it was like 28-4 wanted to move forward with it or something
Jesus
like that.
Jesus Christ.
So this is what happens in the NFL. One, you get one call that screws over your team, and then you spend the next like 5-6 years trying to rectify that one wrong that already happened to you and probably won't happen to you ever again.
Yeah, they're just chase the dragon. Mm-hmm. It's like, we got to fix this even though it – I mean, that's the funniest thing with all these bad calls. Of course that call was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened once in however many years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not gonna. It doesn't happen in every game.
And the other thing this does is it gives the city of New Orleans – carte blanche to complain about that missed call if they don't actually enact this rule.
Right.
So I'm excited about that, about seeing the continued animosity from New Orleans.
Yes, the power struggle within. All right, before we get to Hot Seat, Cool Throne, it is technically baseball season. Now, it already started, so this is our two late predictions.
This is our mid-season preview.
Just as an overarching theme, though, I really struggle when seasons collide. Like mm-hmm. When NBA and hockey start during football season, I can't comprehend it. Like, baseball season is here too early. I know that it always comes at this time. My brain can't hold these many sports at once. Like, I'm just dealing with March Madness right now.
Mm-hmm.
So baseball, opening day, great. I love baseball, but then I'm going to need to take a break for like 2 months.
We do give baseball permission to have opening day on the Monday after the first rounds of the NCAA tournament.
Should have had it.
You can have it this week.
Yes.
This can be your opening week. And then just kind of...
Oh, wait, no. No, weird. They're actually doing it on Thursday, which is right up against March Madness again.
Way to stay relevant, baseball.
Like, so you're so right.
Just give me March. Give me baseball this week.
Do it today. And do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Wednesday. You can have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, and then just kind of don't show up until mid-June.
Yeah. So let's do our predictions. These obviously are very serious predictions, and I can't wait to go back and look at them sometime in October. Mm-hmm. Hank, why don't you start? Give us your division winners, and then give us your World Series champion.
The Red Sox.
Okay.
The Tigers are in the Central, right?
Oh, wow. Mm. Tigers. Okay.
I'm just trying to think of teams in the Central.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be some Detroit fans who are like, fuck yes, Hank, thank you. Finally someone. The Tigers have their win total in Vegas is 68. That should get them the Central.
Mm-hmm. Is Vegas always right?
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then I got Houston in the West.
Okay.
Then in the NL East, I got the Mets.
Mm.
Interesting.
Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah. You believe in Tebow.
Yeah.
By the way,
I've always, Big Cat's always been the one that's been anti-Tebow. I've always been, Tebow's going to be a pro. And this
yeah,
is the year.
He's not.
I think it's ludicrous that he hasn't.
He's not.
It is ridiculous. I expected more from an organization that gave all their money to Bernie Madoff. They should have known that if you want to make some serious coin, you bring Tim Tebow up to the majors ASAP as possible.
Yes. By the way, the Mets, Noah Syndergaard wins like Wingman of the Year for basically speaking Jacob DeGrom's new contract into existence.
It's like Wingman of the Year, but he wanted to hook up with the girl, though.
Well, he wants the money, too.
That's what I'm saying.
But there's
but he
also
fucked himself over.
Well, there's a running theory that he actually did a great job because now the Mets don't have any money left, so he doesn't have to be a Met for the rest of his life.
Ah. Mm.
Yeah, kind of smart. He's playing two steps ahead.
Okay, and then the NL Central, I got everyone's favorite Cardinals.
Okay.
And then in the NL West, we'll go with the Giants.
Ooh, okay. Little rebound. The Giants are they're over under for wins 73.
What?
Yeah, you got some long shots there.
That's fine though. I like it.
All right. PFT, you want to do yours?
I'm also going to take the Red Sox in the East. I think that's a good call by Hank. I'm going to take the I words in the Central.
Mm.
And then out west, I'm also going to go with the Astros. I think that's a good pick by Hank again.
Thank you.
Then in the NL East, I'm going to go Natitude.
Yeah.
Natitude is back. Okay. You heard it here first. The Nationals are finally going to get that monkey off their back. They might even win two postseason games this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I got them. Then in the Central, I'm going to go my Reds. My Reds are looking pretty good.
Central's going to be tough
this year. They got Puig. People forget. Puig. What's Puig going to do in Cincinnati?
Probably eat a lot of diarrhea chili and hit some home runs and then, like, not run out to first base.
I feel like he'll get, like, 10 speeding tickets.
Yeah.
On the base path?
No, just, like, definitely in not. Cincinnati. Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to Fat Puig because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's got a body that's just – it's waiting to be chunked.
Yes.
And then in the –
chunk frame.
In the NL West, I am going to go with – I'm going to go with the Diamondbacks.
Okay, Dan Herron.
I'm going to go with our guy, Dan Herron.
Yes,
yeah,
hell
I think
yeah.
that's a sleeper pick for you.
All right, I'm going to go AL East. I'm going to go the Yankees to hit 400 home runs and win every game 12-10 and then lose in the first round of the playoffs. I'm going to go with the Twinkies in the Central.
Okay.
I feel like we haven't heard from them in a long time.
Joe Mauer.
And everyone's like, hey, he's retired.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, hey, the Twins, they're building something.
Yep.
I just base it off of, if you said you were building something like 2 or 3 years ago, I haven't updated my brain yet, so I'm just like, well, is it here yet? Mm-hmm.
They got Ken Herbeck still, right?
Yeah, there you go. Kirby Puckett put the team on my back.
There you go. Chuck Knobloch back before he forgot how to throw the first
Old
base.
Old Nobby. I'm going to go with, in the AL West, I'm going to take the A's. I like the A's. I don't know why. I just love their fans. Mm-hmm. I think their fans are hilarious. They have that guy who plays the saxophone, and like they all go nuts in that big, you know, and obviously the huge stadium.
Yeah.
It's like got maybe 1/5 full. It's great.
Yeah, and the Raiders are going to be playing there again.
And
next
the Raiders
year,
are going to be playing there again. The NL East, I'm going to take the Phillies. So now we have covered all of our bases except for the Braves. NL Central, the Cubs are going to win. This is the rebound year. I can feel it. And then NL West,
I'm
going to take
Yu Darvish's first pitch in spring training.
Guess what, Hank? He's healthy.
It's funny.
He did a pitch.
What did he do?
Someone like minor leaguer fucking rocked him to center field for like 700 feet.
Like his first pitch.
That could have been a top prospect.
But guess what? If Yu Darvish like that, if he does that, it still would be better than last year where he did nothing.
Mm-hmm. And if it's a windy day in Chicago,
you got to eat up pitches, dude. Yeah. You got to innings eaters.
That's a can of corn right there.
Yeah, right. We're good. Yeah, the Seagulls are flying. It's perfect. Late afternoon. NOS, I'm going to go with the Rockies. So those are our predictions that no one really cares about. And
I also predict that Bryce Harper is going to retire by midseason because the Philadelphia media and fans will be too much for him to handle.
Ooh.
That's the funniest. The funniest part about like him getting $100 million less than Mike Trout is the fact that he's now going to have to deal with the media. Like, Philadelphia media is just going to be up his ass about how much money he did make for the next 13 years.
Yes.
I'm kind of joking when I say that because, like, that's become the take. But I do believe that the Philadelphia media, make no mistake about it, is much, much different than the D.C. yes. media and the D.C. fans.
Yes. And Hank's right. Like, this is how it works with every – there's in sports, there are no contracts that are – you never look back on a big contract like, that was a great deal. It very rarely happens because you just, by nature, are paying
A-Rod.
The guys for the things in the past.
A-Rod was a great contract.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first one.
Yeah.
The big one, 242.
It's funny. I was just thinking when we were going through these, that's right, 1-1. When we were going through the list of the different division winners, I saw the Angels, and I was like, I can't even name a single Angels player. I've already forgotten about
Pools.
Mike Trout. Mike Trout.
Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Yo.
That's much better.
Name yourself Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm.
Mike the trike. Mike the bike. Rest in peace. All right. Let's do Hot Seat Cool Throne. Tune in for our World Series picks on October 1st show. We'll do it then. Fair?
Yep. Deal.
All right. Hot Seat Cool Throne. Hank, get us going.
My hot seat is the Big Baller brand.
Robocall. Another one. Fucking bullshit. Okay.
Big Baller brand is in hot water. Might be the end of Big Baller brand.
Yep.
So Lonzo Ball's manager apparently stole like $1.5 million from him. So he got fired. There was a whole big controversy. And then the Lakers apparently like hit up Lonzo and said there's a chance that your ankle's fucked up because you've been wearing Big Baller brand shoes.
Which we all knew was going to happen.
And then Lonzo's Ball manager was seen throwing a pair of BBB shoes in the garbage. And yeah, they're just... it's probably the end of Big Baller brand.
So has anybody followed up on this and seen what kind of shoes he's actually wearing around?
I don't know.
Well, he tweeted...
oh, he's got Nike.
He, like, deleted in a very petty move, Petty Wars, Petty League. he deleted all the pictures he had on his Instagram of like BBB Perfect. Stuff, and then he put up a picture where he was wearing like a Nike shirt when he was a kid.
Okay. Let this be a lesson to every kid out there. Don't let your dad try to design a shoe company that's going to fuck your ankles up. Just have your dad ask the college coach for a lot of money before you go to school.
For a new house and a big bag.
Yeah.
And you'll be set.
Much easier that way.
Yes.
Especially now that Avenatti's going to jail.
Yeah. And did you see that explosive report that DeAndre Ayton got paid? No way.
Great segue, because my cool throne is Nike.
Oh.
Michael Avenatti came out with a scolding hot report saying that the Phoenix Suns' DeAndre Ayton was accused of his mother allegedly taking cash payments from Nike before committing to Arizona. So that really shocked the college basketball community.
Yeah.
Basta.
No way.
But then, like, about 10 minutes later, it was reported he was arrested for trying to embezzle money from Nike.
Yeah, that was
okay.
tough.
Okay, Sean Miller off the hook, but dodged another bullet.
Yeah.
Sean Miller's never going to get in trouble for that.
It's also the funniest crime when these things get, like, crime, and I use in quotes here, get announced that a player took money, and everyone's like, yes.
Yeah.
More power to you.
Yeah, next he's going to have an expose about Reggie Bush's mom's house.
Right. Like, no way.
This will shock you.
The person who's super talented and didn't want to play for free got a little money.
Mm-hmm.
I am personally offended. I thought it was amateur athletics. Damn.
Is that it, Hank?
Yeah.
All done. Okay. All right. My hot seat is the Dog Rates Twitter account again.
Okay.
So we rate dogs, and we'll get to that a little bit later with Njoku. But they did SponCon yesterday.
Ooh.
Sponsored content.
Ooh.
The Dumbo movie. Paid the dog account. Remember the one that took a hiatus for? Oh no, that was a racism dog.
Yeah, the racism.
The We Rate Dogs
get
account.
Your dogs. Get your dogs.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Get
your dogs, the We Rate Dogs account got in trouble because they were whitewashing the names of dogs that were being submitted to them to get more engagement. So
yes.
Calling a dog that was named, I think, like Cujo, calling it like Peter.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Or
Christopher.
A really white name like
Henry
or something like that.
Jesus.
Yeah. So exactly the whitest person of all. So they got paid by Disney to do a Dumbo ad, and the internet was not happy with them. Just completely roasted. There was like an unfollow We Rate Dogs movement.
Oh, no. Canceled?
Yeah, they're canceled, yes, because they have, you know what?
Is Leroy standing with his brothers in arms?
Leroy does not get paid to
Bad
post.
Time to be a dog on the internet.
That being said, if anybody would like to sponsor Leroy's account, all ears. All ears, because he's blind, so he literally has all ears now.
You can't take... Leroy can't take money. He's a journalist.
He can and he will.
I don't know
money.
About that. He's a big J journalist.
I think he did get sponsored a couple years ago.
Oh, wow. So he's already compromised.
Very compromised. Yes. But let this be known, the We Rate Dogs account is fully compromised now.
Okay.
So you can't trust what they
Cross
say.
Cross him off.
My cool throne is Passport Day.
Yes.
So I am once again vindicated. Now, I didn't want to talk about this a lot because... I did get...
This is the most boring story ever?
It's very boring, but it's just something that I grasped onto. It's boring to a lot of people, but I've received probably like 30 or 40 messages from professional athletes, college athletes, telling me, don't give up on Passport Day. It's a real thing.
Damn.
We had it.
Well, all right, you know what? We'll concede so that we don't have to talk about
okay,
it anymore.
Okay, done. But Ryan Braun couldn't get into Canada because he didn't have his passport, so... Let
passport
this be a
day.
Lesson.
Yes.
You should always have passport day.
Always show up to passport
day. My other cool throne is my bank account.
Ooh.
So I have a very generous benefactor who's back. I'm not sure if I told you guys about this guy, but 4 years ago when I started covering the presidential debates, I attended a debate wearing a big inflatable Bud Light shoulder pad thing that I found at a bar that was like a quarter mile away from where the debate was. So I put this inflatable thing on. I took a couple pictures, went in, covered the debate, whatever. 2 days later, when I finally posted my article about it, I got a DM from a very mysterious person named Halo Reach. That was his Twitter handle or whatever.
Big Halo guy.
Who was extremely sexually turned on by inflatable plastic items. And I looked at his Twitter account. And
Flady.
Fuck yes.
It was all just like retweets of people wearing just like float, like adults wearing floaties in pools. And he would not stop DMing me. And
you see the chonk video?
No, but I'll tell him about it. So he paid me, I think, like $50 to send him more pictures of me wearing this inflatable shoulder pad.
Nice.
Just
like sugar daddy.
Yeah, it was sugar daddy. They weren't like sexual in nature. I was just
wearing.
Yeah,
of course not.
So I was just like, yeah.
You just had to get your dick hard.
Just because.
That's all.
Just because he jerked off to it doesn't mean that I was jerking off to it.
Right.
Anyway, so fast forward 4 years. And he slid into my DMs last night, just out of nowhere, asking me if I've bought any more inflatable shoulder pads.
Very
recently.
Horny.
I told him that I had. I haven't yet, but I'm going to get some more money off
this
guy.
Oh, wow.
this relationship based on trust is about to crumble.
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I got to buy some inflatable shoulder pads after work today.
Is he into like heavier guys? I wouldn't mind a little cash too.
We could just do all
of us dress up in inflatable stuff.
I'm definitely. Well, you don't have to only be wearing it. Like I was wearing it over my clothes. He just liked the look of guys wearing.
Right. I'm saying how much for a picture with four guys in inflatable stuff? See if you can really milk
200,
it.
Probably 200.
Yeah. See if you can milk it.
Okay. I'll send him the chunk video too. He'll love that.
That's actually a really good idea. Yeah. Yeah. Let's make it private and send it to him and charge him first.
He might hate that because it's not traditional inflatable stuff.
Yeah, or he probably counts for like 120,000 of the 125,000 views.
Yeah, so the screen name that I gave for him, I left out some of the numbers and a bunch of other stuff, so no one's going to be able to find him.
Nope.
Because he only follows like three people.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'm going back to the well on this guy.
Okay, I like that. All right, my hot seat is me, future me. Because if you've probably read the blog, I tweeted about it, I Instagrammed it, I put it everywhere. I'm going to be a father. Future me's fucked. Big time fucked. I'm actually very excited. It was on purpose. I'm excited. I'm terrified.
Past you was fucked.
Yes.
And that's why you have
to. But future me is also fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Because time management.
Father of a child.
Father of a child. Yes. Sorry, Hank. Good call. Not a cat.
We're all very proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm scared. We probably won't be making much content, if any. Maybe every now and then an anecdote, but we don't really do that stuff here. But I thought it probably needs to be said to the people who listen to Part of My Take, maybe don't have Twitter, Instagram, read blogs. Who are you? People out there right now.
Well, when you say that we're not going to be making content, Part of My Take is still going to be making content. You mean like we're not going to be using your future child?
No, I quit. I'm quitting.
Yeah,
I'm going to be a stay at home dad. We also need to figure out an emergency due date podcast we have to tape beforehand. So who we should interview? We're open to ears on that one.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah,
dad to dad.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning on letting your future Obama's son play football?
Yes, if me tying his right hand behind his back doesn't work and he's not a really good lefty reliever.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
There you go.
Or just punting.
Oh, yeah, just punting. Yeah,
let him play soccer as a kid, and then once he gets to like middle school, just only punting.
Well, it's like the one kid that fucks up, and then the next kid, you just like put all your dreams and wishes in that. Like Billy refused to be a fucking long snapper, so my real child will now be a long snapper.
We do have practice though with Billy.
Billy sent me a text.
Oh, really?
Saying congrats. I said I miss you, dude, and then didn't respond.
Glad to hear you're still alive.
Classic Billy.
If you start missing shows, I'm going to have to challenge your child to rough and rowdy.
That's fair.
I hope
totally
that you,
fair.
Yeah,
totally
that.
Fair. There'll be no shows missed. My other hot seat is PFT.
Uh-oh.
Because his girl, Cardi B, is very problematic.
Yes. Turns out she is.
Turns out we got a problem because Cardi B is drugging people.
No, she apologized, though.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she said.
Oh, we're good.
She
Never
said
mind.
The best she can do is just move forward.
Okay, so my
and
girl
not
Cardi B
anybody.
Is cool.
No, I'm
she's also a stripper. Like, what? I don't.
Oh, well.
Hank.
You're,
whoa.
Don't judge. Don't judge women.
Don't come at our girl like
don't
that.
Don't judge exotic
Please,
dancers.
Don't do
you're
that.
Not, you're not better than a stripper.
I'm not saying that I am, but people acting like they're surprised.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
What does that
me.
Mean? Yeah. Like, so you think every stripper fucks and drugs people?
No.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Interesting.
Listen, Cardi B, we've all made mistakes in our past. I think that what she admitted to doing was probably pretty bad.
But it also was an episode from Seinfeld, so it can't be that bad.
Exactly. George was chained to his bed.
Yeah.
And
guys are horny.
Left naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to reevaluate my relationship to
I'm
Cardi
not.
B.
Oh, I'm standing
that's
behind
weak.
Her.
That's weak
I'm standing
shit.
Behind her, Hank. That's my girl. Unless there's more facts come out, then I will disavow.
It's like when rappers that are like rapping about guns and they get arrested for like gun possession.
Right.
It's
good
like,
point.
Yeah.
Great point, Hank.
Great point.
But what I'm doing, I'm playing hard to get. You cucks are just going right back and say, Cardi B, abuse me. Spit in my mouth.
I'm also, fine with that if Cardi B wants to drug me.
Just a little stay woke. She did just sign on for a stripping movie.
Oh, true.
Isn't
with
this
J-Lo.
Isn't this like the last thing that... Like the last
mom.
Type of publicity that needs those? Like Liam Neeson, when he was doing that cold version of Taken... And he talked about being
taken with snow
in Northern Ireland, just going to look for an African American, or not, I guess
oh.
it would be a black person to be.
Oh,
up,
you're talking about his
Ireland.
Real life?
Yeah, his real life.
His real life when he wanted to commit a hate crime?
He got in the news, but it was for all the bad reasons, and the movie sucked and didn't do well. So I don't think it's for publicity. I think that Cardi just made some bad mistakes in her past, and I will forgive her once she slides in my DMs.
Liam Neeson doesn't get enough credit for just being like, I'm sick of making the same movie over and over and over again, so I'm going to say the worst possible thing that I've ever thought out loud, and then everyone can cancel me.
Yep. Yeah.
Perfect.
It worked.
Good job, Liam. All right, my cool throne is, Hank, your owner, Robert Kraft. Not guilty.
Mr. Kraft.
That's his plea. He still probably is guilty, but he pled not guilty.
He pled not guilty to not being sorry.
Yes,
he's
correct.
Still sorry.
He's truly sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He's truly sorry for disappointing people.
Mm-hmm.
But he has pled not guilty, and maybe we'll go to court?
I need to see the video. We're doing enough pussyfooting around this video.
Let's
just
see the fucking video. Give us the video.
You know Gronk is fucking excited to see that video.
Yeah, one of those.
He's going to try to get a tattoo with a video.
Mr. Kraft got his dick whacked. It sucks that Gronk's gone.
I know.
Although he's kind of more around anyway now. Hopefully he'll come on the show eventually.
And he's going to come back.
Okay.
I thought you don't talk in hypotheticals. Interesting.
So when did I say that?
You're now going against your coach.
Belichick, he talks about who's on the roster right now. He's not going to talk
about
Gronk coming
back. We did
a whole
thing about that. You weren't listening.
No, I was, but Belichick doesn't talk in hypotheticals.
Right. Oh, you do?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you're not a Belichick guy?
No, I am. But I can be a Belichick guy, but also be my own person.
You just go against everything he says.
No, he has his own philosophy. I have my philosophy.
This is Hank in a pretzel right now.
All right, let's do our interviews. Let's go first up, Coach Buzz Williams, Duke Slayer, Friday night, Virginia Tech versus Duke. We make a big announcement about Hank's future cat on air with Buzz. Before we get to that, then we'll go to David Njoku, tight end for the Cleveland Browns. Before we get to that, every guy wants to last longer, but thinking about baseball doesn't always work. The folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer, better sex. Saying the Pledge of Allegiance in your head, counting backwards from 10, you've probably tried it all. Well, guess what? Endurance in your back pocket is now there. The Roman Swipes are convenient, over-the-counter wipes, are clinically proven to help you last longer. They're effective, doctor-approved, easy to use, and fast-acting. Sounds too good to be true, right? Well, Swipes are the real deal. Studies have shown up to 340% increase in stamina after 3 months of regular use. Roman Swipes will ship to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each Swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet. What makes Swipes better than all those creams and foams out there is the desensitizing effect will not transfer to your partner or numb you, and they're super easy to use. Just take the Swipes out of the packet, wipe it on your most sensitive areas, and wait a few minutes. That's it. So, keep Roman Swipes in your back pocket for longer, better sex, and get yours fast with free 2-day shipping by visiting GetRoman.com/take. That's GetRoman.com/take. GetRoman.com/take. Check him out right now. Okay, here he is, Coach Buzz Williams. Okay, we now welcome on our very good friend. He is the head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies men's basketball team, Sweet 16, this weekend. It is Buzz Williams. Coach, very excited to have you on, and I also have a little stat for you. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
You are 1-0 in Sweet 16 games played in Washington, D.C. in your career.
Yes, sir. I remember it.
Yep.
Or more accurately, 1-1 in a regional in D.C.
No. Right? I said Sweet 16. This is actually from John Rothstein. I said Sweet 16. You're 0-1 in Elite Eights in D.C. in your career.
That's right.
You're 1-0 in Sweet 16s. That means guarantee.
That would be great. It would be an incredible experience. Obviously, we have our hands full. But I remember playing Miami in that game in that same arena. Obviously, I have the same memories 2 days later when we didn't play as well against Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. So Friday night, obviously, huge game. Duke is kind of the story of the year, story of the tournament. How do you get your team prepared for, you played them in the regular season, but without Zion. Zion didn't play for Duke. Justin Robinson didn't play for you guys. But how do you get them ready for such a big moment, big stage, when everyone knows that, like, all eyes on Duke?
Sure. I mean this in a respectful way. Obviously, Coach K is arguably the best coach ever in college basketball. And history will speak to how good Zion has been, but it's hard to argue with what he's been able to do. I hate that he got hurt to interrupt the momentum that he had. they're deserving of all of the notoriety that goes to them. We're accustomed to not receiving any. We're always the last ones to the party. That's kind of the collection of our program. That's my story. That's my staff's story. In many respects, most of our kids have that same sort of story. So I don't think that we'll be caught off guard that every question we get will be about Duke or be about Zion or be about how many lottery picks are on their team. I think we'll handle all of that very well. I think we'll handle it in an humble way. They're deserving of all of that. But I think to some degree that we're in the position that we are, to some degree, we've also accrued some level of respect to be able to be in this position. So we'll handle it fine. Our kids will be excited to play, and they're accustomed to being the, you know, the last person to the dance.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Well, I'm going to bring up a topic that I'm not sure if you'll get asked about again, but it's certainly not necessarily about Duke. It's more about the fact that you have a nation of supporters and fans that are now counting on you to ensure that our producer, Hank Lockwood, has to get a cat. He has to adopt a cat. So not only are there millions of people that are rooting for you and pulling for you that might not necessarily be Hokie fans to begin with, but you've also got the added responsibility of you can save a cat's life if you win this game. Does that put any extra pressure on you?
Absolutely. Our kids were a little upset, the ones that listened to you guys. I apologize because I should have handled it better. When you guys stopped through campus, I should have had our kids over here so they would have had an opportunity to spend time with you guys and take a picture. But I'll make sure that when I see them later today that they understand what's at stake, and arguably that would be the most important thing, that we would save a cat's life and that Hank would become a proud cat owner.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Very proud. And I don't want to put even more pressure on you, Coach, but I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to – PFT and I didn't discuss this beforehand, but I think he's going to agree with me. The name of the cat is going to be LeBron Lockwood, but I'm thinking the middle name is going to be Buzz.
Yep.
So it's going to be LeBron Buzz Lockwood if Virginia Tech can upset Duke on Friday night.
Well, and if that's his middle name, then that's what he should go by, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, just call it Buzz.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, the legal name is LeBron Lockwood, but we'll all call it Buzz. That's a great cat name. So
Buzz is a good name, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't have a two-syllable cat name, can you? It has to be one syllable.
Yeah, so the cat can learn its name easier. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a cat's not very smart, right?
No, definitely not. And,
yeah, so we just need one syllable.
Yeah, and it's
words we use with cats are always one syllable.
It's true. It's true. And Hank is going to – it's like an 18-year commitment or 20-year commitment. Cats live forever. So we're excited for this.
Hank has a one-syllable name, and so therefore the cat should have a one-syllable name.
I agree.
I love it. I love it. Hey, I actually had a random question. Do you ever look at KenPom?
Yes, sir, I do. I believe in KenPom.
Okay.
I study it a lot. There's two guys on my staff that have been with me a long time that – are analytical and how they approach things. And so for sure, it's something we study throughout the year, not just now.
Yeah. Cause I mean, we, you know, KenPom gets a lot of recognition, especially this year, because it's, you know, the top 14 teams in his rankings. And then I think it may be LSU is a few after that. And then Oregon, who's
That's
been
correct.
The hottest team.
I think LSU is 18.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. It's been pretty amazing. Like, you know, how the analytics have kind of showed true throughout the tournament. I just always am curious if you guys pay attention to that and you're like, hey, you know, we're doing something right because we're top 10 in KenPom and we're top 10 in like these rankings.
That's right. Yeah. We study it throughout the year. You know, obviously as the sample size grows, they become more and more accurate. In my opinion, how he goes about all of the different categories is probably the most accurate reflection of what a team is. Not necessarily what a player is, but what a team is. And all of the different things, you know, every coach has a different philosophy on what's most important to them and how they go about winning. And as our teams have changed here, some of the things that we emphasize more are based on what we learn from the different parts of KenPom that we think give us our best chance for winning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I read an article that said that when you coach, you typically teach 95% life lessons and just 5% basketball. Would you say
that's not a very good? I'm not a very good basketball coach.
Are you sure? I mean, you're in the Sweet 16, so you're pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think too much notoriety is probably given to head coaches, and so much of it is because of their personality or their accessibility. And I get all of that, and I'm thankful for this opportunity. But I think the daily work that your staff does, I think the older I get, the more I realize how important a staff is. And it's not just the recruiter. It's not just the, quote, coach. It's all of them pulling in the same direction. And I think it's the connectedness of your staff and the example that your staff sets for your team, mm-hmm. right? You can't be in the Sweet 16, or it's rare if you're in the Sweet 16, if you think it's only based on talent or if it's only based on coaching. There have to be a lot of other intangibles in order for you to be playing in the last week of March. And I'm convicted, not because I'm a good person. I'm convicted that I think my most important responsibility is to make sure that everyone in our program, including the players, that the experience that they have here when they leave, they're better for it. Mm-hmm. They're better for it for their life, not just their basketball career. And so it's partly because I have such a long way to go as a person and so many lessons I need to learn. A lot of it is my children are growing up, and my children are in the same generation as what our players are. And so I think I've always been that. If you talk to some of the old guys that I used to coach, they would say the same thing. It's not because I'm trying to be holier than thou. It's not that at all. It's just that I want to make sure that my relationship with those kids, with those staff members, with those coaches, that no matter how long that they're with us, that when they leave, they feel like that they're better prepared for life. And as I've gotten older, Big Cat, I probably do less and less schematic things or strategic things. I'm aware of it. We still do it. But I probably overemphasize life and the wisdom that we need to gain from ball, and underemphasize here's a new out of bounds play.
Yeah. So right. What are you working on more this week? Are you back to 95% life lessons, 5% basketball, or are you doing more basketball to get ready for Duke?
Well, I just think that there's so much from this experience, right? We were in San Jose. We went out there on Wednesday of last week. Obviously, we played Friday and we played Sunday. And, you know, some of the media that are there obviously are not the people that cover us. And so if you don't know me and you don't know or have a feel for the culture of our program, when we're on the stage being interviewed, you're caught off guard. And one of the guys asked a question similar to that to Ahmed Hill. And he said, coach just taught us a life lesson. We just beat Liberty to go to the Sweet 16. And coach was telling everybody to calm down and wanted to teach us a life lesson. And then the follow-up question was to me. And the same guy said, can you teach it to me? And so I explained to him what I tried to teach our guys. Just because we're playing Duke, that does not change what I believe my approach should be. What I'm thankful for is it's another week that our team's able to be together. It's another week that we can practice. Obviously, we're assured at least one more game. And so I think this experience in and of itself is life-changing for all the people that are involved.
I saw that quote where you said basically you just want to keep playing because you want to keep hanging out with your guys, and I love that. That's what it's all
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah,
It's the truth. I wouldn't say that I felt that way in my first Sweet 16 or the second one or even the third one. I think I was morphing to that by the last time we were in D.C. But, no, I never thought that I would coach at a four-year college, much less a Division One college or a Power Five. None of that was ever in my paradigm growing up. And I think one thing that as these opportunities have presented themselves or I've been blessed with, I'm more and more convicted that maybe the wisdom, if that's the word, that I've learned from the prior experiences, that I'm trying to pass it on to our assistants, that I'm trying to pass it on to our managers, that I'm trying to pass it on to our players. And that's the truth. I know it doesn't come across maybe in an appealing way, but just an opportunity to be with them another week. We get on the plane from San Jose and come back home, and we know we get to work today, and the team is still our team, and we still get to play, and there's only 16 teams left. And when we wake up on Saturday morning, there's only going to be 8 teams left. And so, yeah, I think that's really cool.
All right, my last question is not even a question. It's just a tip. Before the game, think about maybe going up to, like, R.J. Barrett and Zion and being like, hey, I watch a lot of tape, and I don't care what people say. You're a lot better of a three-point shooter than people give you credit for. Like, you should keep shooting. Just shoot, shoot, shoot.
I don't know if RJ or Cam or any of those guys even know what my name is. I reintroduce myself to Coach K every time we play. Hey, Coach, I'm Buzz. Good to see you.
I probably sent you a million letters, handwritten letters back in the day.
Yeah, I just take the pressure off everybody. But for me to think that any of their players even know what my name is, they'd probably think I was the – you know, somebody that just came out of the stands and was talking crazy to them. I don't think they even know who I am.
All right.
Okay. Well, we love you, Buzz, and we're going to be rooting for you.
Not me.
And future LeBron Buzz Lockwood will be pulling for you also.
Hey,
so good luck.
If Hank doesn't call the cat Buzz, we're going to have problems.
Yes.
Yeah, no,
and when you guys stop through on the Grit Tour, because surely we're approaching Grit Tour level with our relationship.
Yep.
If Hank is not calling the cat Buzz, then we're subbing Kate in as the producer.
I like
and
that.
And Hank can stay his ass at home.
I like that. That's fair. All right, Coach, best of luck on Friday. We'll be rooting for
you. Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
All right.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. And now
for something completely different.
Okay, we now welcome on a very special guest. It is the tight end for the Cleveland Browns, David Njoku. And he has been doing a bunch of interviews today. I told you beforehand, I'm going to work smart, not hard. So my first question is going to be, what was the best question someone else asked you?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Good question.
Ooh, already firing.
Yep.
The best question someone asked me was, probably to give, well, not a question per se, more like a statement, give an embarrassing story, and I managed to do that.
What did you say?
No comment.
No, you got to say, next question, David, what's the most embarrassing story
you have? I got a lot, but I can't think of any on top of my head right now.
Okay. Did you ever think about doing the 7th Floor Crew Redux?
With Greg Olson.
Yeah,
huh?
That's our guy. Yeah. G-Reg. Yeah, third leg. You should have done that. All right, let's actually start there. Is the U back?
The U is back, I believe so.
You're back to Wisconsin every bowl game? Or what's define back?
This postseason
what school
was,
did you go
Wisconsin.
To?
Wisconsin.
Fair enough. You walked right into that one.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Obviously we had some trouble in the past couple of years, but you know we're trying to get it back together. We'll see what happens.
Are you a fan of the turnover chain?
Big fan.
Does it piss you off a little bit how other colleges kind of co-opted it and they try to do their own like the turnover backpack and all this weird stuff?
I mean, it's cool that everyone wants to be like us, so I ain't tripping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
That's a good point.
It did bring back a little bit of although the turnover chain's an interesting thing because you have to win. If you
correct.
Lose with the turnover chain,
then
it gets thrown back
bad.
In your face pretty quick.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's an easy one to start out with. So my dog reported that Eric Berry is going to sign with the Browns. Is that accurate?
That's a good question. I don't know. I wish I knew. I hope so.
Okay.
He's a great, great player, so we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember when all that news was breaking, it was crazy. So to us, like the Odell Beckham story kind of came out of nowhere, but everybody on the Browns had been like, you know, tweeting out their cryptic little emojis ahead of time. You had an inclination that something was happening, right?
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do you think you owe an apology to your fantasy owners because you didn't score enough touchdowns in 2018?
No.
Okay, that was easy.
Easy question.
Is it weird? Follow up. Is it weird being like a fantasy? You went from kind of a fantasy sleeper this year. Do people come up to you and say stuff like, "Hey, I have you on my fantasy team"?
Yeah.
Because like, that kind of happened in this past year with you, mm-hmm. where you kind of exploded onto the scene. Everyone's like, "Hey, you got to get David Njoku."
Thank you, I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you ever use crystals with Devin Kajus?
I did. He actually gave me a couple.
Really? Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you have them on you?
No. I'm back in Cleveland.
What kind of crystals did he give you?
A bunch. I can't think of any on top of my head. There was like, you know, crystals for like, you know, good health, you know, good spirit, you know, all mm-hmm. that stuff. Yeah.
He seemed like a really interesting guy, like a very unique kind of person.
Definitely is, for sure.
Yeah. It's weird because, you know, obviously you guys were on Hard Knocks this year. So we all feel like we know the Browns more than we know a lot of other teams out there. I think that they're America's team now. I think that everybody loves the Browns. You guys are a really easy, charismatic group to root for. But along with that, you know that it's not going to be the same old Browns anymore.
Right.
You're going to get the best shot from the Steelers every time they come to town. Like mm-hmm. every other team, now you've got a target on your back.
Right.
Can you like feel a difference this offseason?
Definitely a bigger difference than I felt, you know, after my first year going 0-16. That was kind of tough. But now, you know, after this past year going 7-8-1, you know, we had a big leap from my first year. And now we're trying to get an even bigger leap this upcoming year. So I'm excited for that.
What was it like having Baker show up and like turn in terms of energy and leadership? Because obviously he started as the backup. Was he able to, you know, was there buzz in the locker room with Baker from day one?
Well, yeah, you know, being the number one overall pick, you know, obviously we expected him to play, you know, early. So once he came on against the Jets, he did his thing, and we're really happy that we got him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Has he yelled at you or cussed you out at all? I feel like yeah, he's of course. A fiery
you know,
guy.
It's back and forth. It's ball, you know what I'm saying? You can't play this sport with soft skin, you know. At the end of the day, we're all trying to do the same thing, which is win. So
Yeah.
I've heard that you're good friends with Myles Garrett. Which one of you wears a shirt less?
Well, Myles is bigger than me, so I would say him, but, you know, just being in ball a lot, I'm really never wearing a shirt. So
yeah, you love to practice with your shirt off. You're just flexing on everybody on the team.
I just like practicing comfortably. That's all.
Yeah, how cool is that to be able to take off your shirt and, like, have abs and stuff?
You can take off your shirt if you want.
No,
I don't want to smoke.
In good shape, I would always have my – I'd be podcasting with my shirt off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I mean, I guess it's fun. You know?
Mm-hmm. It seems fun. To just be like, man, look at these muscles. Sick, right?
Sick.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, right. It is probably great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've never been a shirt-off guy. That's not really a surprise. It's not breaking news. But, yeah, I've never been a shirt-off guy.
Do you do special exercises so you give yourself bigger abs or more defined abs, or is that part of your normal workout?
Workout, also probably genetics. You know, I think I've had abs for the last, I don't know how many years, I guess, for as long as I remember.
I've always wondered that about football players because there's, you know, the different workouts that you get from your coaches are usually a lot of core stuff, a lot of squats, that sort of thing, lower body. But you guys all are jacked up and have big biceps. Do guys, like, sneak off to the side and get in, like, a quick set of curls too?
I would think so, probably, to make themselves feel better, you know.
Yeah.
So you said genetics. Your family, your parents are from Nigeria originally, right?
Yep.
Were they like introduced to football when they came here and became fans of the sport, or are they still like, nah, this game's crazy?
They think it's very dangerous, obviously.
Right.
My parents grew up playing soccer, so you know, obviously less contact. So yeah, when I started playing, they weren't too happy about it.
Did they try to push you to play soccer?
They tried to push me to just not play football. They just thought anything but football.
Right,
you know?
I
love the sport.
If
so.
You played soccer, we probably would win a World Cup, though.
I mean, I wouldn't be this big, that's for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
so.
True. I was doing some reading about your pregame and like your off-day training, and you do a lot of meditation.
Correct.
So explain how you got into meditation, because I think I have a theory for you that I don't know if you've thought about.
All right, well, I was maybe in like eighth grade, and we were at some something as like a whole like school whatever, and I offered to be hypnotized.
Okay.
Now during that process, I was not hypnotized, and instead I found myself meditating and just you know talking to my body, like in my head, and it just worked for me.
And then you've been meditating ever since.
Correct.
Do
Do you think there's any chance that the person who hypnotized you to become addicted to meditation?
That's a great theory.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Maybe. You never
because
know.
Because you're like, oh, I wasn't hypnotized. Yeah. I just came out being like, I love to meditate.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
So you've been hypnotized this whole entire time.
Boom. Yeah. Mind blown. Fine. Yeah. Correct.
So, that would be wild.
So wait, what mindset did he put you into? Where, like, how did you know that you were meditating if you had never meditated before?
Right. Well, what he was telling me, he first had me sit down with a bunch of other people that were my classmates and, you know, just, he was just talking to us, telling us to do certain things, you know, mm-hmm. you know, put your hands on your lap, feel like your arms and legs weigh like a million pounds and you can't lift them up. But, instead of, you know, freaking out, you got to, you know, focus on relaxation and breathing and everything. And it worked out for me.
Yeah, this is the plot to Office Space. You're hypnotized.
Right, currently, yeah.
You are always been hypnotized.
Love it. I mean, it got me here, so I'm happy about
That's true.
A good head coach.
A great athlete.
A good head coach is nothing but a hypnotist, really.
True.
Do you think Hugh Jackson had Jimmy Haslam hypnotized?
I mean, the head coach had the owner hypnotized? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
I think so.
Wait, so talk to me about meditation for real, though. So, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't, at least in the NFL, don't talk about meditating and you know, using it before practice and all that stuff. So you do it every single day?
I try to. If I don't forget, I try to, yeah.
And what's the process that, like, you know, how long do you meditate for?
It could be 5 minutes. It could be 15 minutes. It really depends on how you feel per day.
And have you noticed that it helps? What do you,
100%.
Like, you're just meditating about catching balls and stuff?
You meditate whatever you want to meditate. Me personally, I envision myself in the NFL making plays here and there. Just brings me to a more relaxation state.
That's pretty awesome. So you basically play Madden in your head.
In theory.
Like 15 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Except you're the best player.
It's not really animated. It's more like, you know, real life.
Do you have to be by yourself in the quiet, or can you do this in a busy room with other people?
Well, at first, you know, I would like to be by myself, but after doing it for so long, you know, you can focus yourself. You can focus on, you know, just yourself and ignore the outside noise, and, you know, you can do that as well.
Do you want to meditate right now for a minute?
All three of us have a meditation club?
Do you know how?
Yeah. You just close your eyes and
how do you know
about
how?
It.
No, that's not it.
So explain it to me.
You focus on your breathing, right?
Focus on your breathing. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. And then
you say Om at some point.
No, I don't say Om. You can say Om. Like,
wait, do you have a mantra that you say?
I say.
Do you have a mantra or like a recurring chant that you do?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't speak when I meditate.
Okay. So we close our eyes. We focus on our breathing.
I mean, you don't have to close your eyes. You're wearing glasses. You can keep your eyes open.
That's fair. Okay. I got my eyes closed. Now what?
Now focus on what you want to focus on. Right. Focus on this podcast.
I want to focus.
Okay. How do you make this podcast great?
I want to focus on asking you. Tell us that embarrassing story. You tell us.
I'm focused on asking you a really good question after I get out of my meditative state.
Okay. Boom. So what was that embarrassing story?
Well, I guess you didn't meditate strong enough.
Damn. All right. I'm going to start meditating.
You should try.
Great question. Do you like Swagger or Moose the Dog better?
Who's Moose the Dog?
Did you watch Hard Knocks? You didn't watch Hard Knocks, bro.
I mean, I was more focused on playing ball than you
That's
know.
That's probably
Hard
smart,
Knocks.
But I mean, it was a great show. Mm. This was the best season of all.
So wait, you're telling me as a professional athlete, you're more focused on being better as a professional athlete than the cute dog walking around
Shocking,
the facility?
Right? Damn. Oh, that dog?
Yes,
yeah. I know. I didn't know his name was Moose, but yeah. I know who that is.
And you know Swagger, right?
Yeah.
Which dog do you like better? Who's 14?
Well, Swagger doesn't like me too much. Whenever I come to facilities, you know, when I lose my ID, he always, you know, barks at me, so I don't think he likes me.
He's a good guard dog?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's like a 12 out of 10 very good pupper, and then Moose will be 14 out of 10 wood boop.
Yeah.
That's how we rate dogs. Yeah.
Have you talked to Odell yet?
I mean, yeah, I've talked to him prior to the trade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just admit to tampering?
Ooh.
Sorry?
What did you talk about before the trade?
About everyday stuff, like...
Yeah, like how awesome it is to play for the Browns?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. Uh-huh. I saw that, like, tweet he had, or Instagram, where he was, like, saying that he needed some time and needed a mental vacation or something. Is he okay? Is he ready to go with the Browns?
He's ready to go.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it.
Okay.
But what
I don't know about that.
What about the factors? Just one ball.
I'm telling you, he's ready to go.
Are you telling? Guaranteed?
He's ready to go. Guaranteed.
Okay. Guaranteed. Ready to go.
There's just one ball, though.
Correct.
Just one ball. A lot of talent.
It's called,
on
it's
your
called
offense.
Competition.
Ooh, know? Okay.
It's going to be fun.
I mean, you guys, I think, without a doubt, have... on paper the most talent at the skill positions on offense this
Appreciate
year.
Appreciate that.
Are you guys excited? Are you like ready to go?
Am I excited? The answer to that question is yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go?
Ready to go? Yes.
Also okay, yes. Also yes.
Okay, are you a little bit afraid that like Landry and Beckham are going to be boys because they were, you know, so close together back in college? You're going to get left out? They won't invite you to movies?
Yeah. Yeah, terrified, yeah.
They're going to carpool together and you're going to be like, oh,
I'm going to Uber Dolo, yeah.
You should dye your hair blonde on like the first day of camp. What's up, guys?
Do that. No,
yeah,
no.
Hey.
Are you should dye your hair blonde.
My hair was always this.
You're wearing an LSU shirt.
Yeah.
Like, what's up, guys? Go Tigers, right?
No. Go Canes for me.
Real mm-hmm. question about, like, you know, we joke about there's only one ball. But what do you do when you feel like you're getting open but you're not getting the ball?
You tell your quarterback that you're open.
And how does that work? Does it usually, like in terms of just in the heat of battle, if you're like, man, I can kill my guy one-on-one. Are you going back to the offensive coordinator like, hey,
let's it's all about communication.
Yeah.
You know, if you're really open and you believe it, then you got to say it.
How is Todd Haley as a communicator? Right into that one. Right into
Todd
that one.
Todd Haley. he's cool, you know, but
yeah.
You know, it's just
yeah.
Not for me. So.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, not
kind
for
of,
a lot of people.
Kind of abrasive.
Yeah. He's got a different style.
Wait, was there just a different mood in the building? Could you just sense once all those changes happened last year and it was Greg taking over and Freddie on off? What's Freddie like? Is he seems like a really
down to
earth guy.
Let me answer your first question. Okay. When there was changes and everything happened, we kind of took it upon ourselves to get together closer and get this going. You know, obviously we could have easily been like, all right, well, this is an excuse for us to lose and everything, but we didn't do that. You know, we focused on what we had to do to try to win each week.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Thank you for answering my question because I just realized I asked a second one.
Yeah, you asked two.
It was not good.
You asked two questions and wanted me to answer the second one. That's not really.
It's not good.
In theory, correct.
Are we as polished as Get Up?
You got to do better than that.
I'll be better. Just judge me on the rest of this interview.
Yes, sir. Okay. Start over right now.
Are we as polished as Get Up? First question.
As polished? I mean, honestly, I like this laid back look.
It's a lot better. Just chill out.
Yeah, just vibe out.
Guys being dudes. Mm-hmm. Just talking about
guys being dudes.
What was Greeny like? Did he give you any locker room talk? He likes to joke around a lot with people.
Say it again.
Mike Greenberg?
He was cool.
Yeah.
He was cool, yeah.
Did he shake your hand? He's kind of a germaphobe.
He's got like a wet fish handshake type thing.
Can't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopping too fast.
What's Freddie Kitchens like? Because I've only seen him like on mic'd up on the sidelines where they just give me 10 seconds of Freddie. Yeah. It's like Baker making fun of him and like they're joking around with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
Freddie,
he like? What's
Freddie's very interesting. You know, he went to school in Alabama, so he has that, you know, that accent and everything. So he's definitely a character.
Mm. Do you guys call him Thick?
Thick Freddie?
That was his
nickname. Do you call any guy Thick?
Yeah.
That was his nickname.
No, I want to know. You answer that question. Do you call any guy Thick?
Yes.
Have you called someone Thick before?
Yes, I have.
All right. Well, but you have? That's great for you. I have never called a man Thick before.
Bruce Arians gave him that nickname.
That just, I mean,
Thick Freddie.
Are you saying that Bruce Arians isn't a football guy?
I mean, it has nothing to do with Bruce Arians. You just said you call a man Thick.
Yeah, he's Thick.
I'm Thick.
That's just, you know, hey.
Look at it. When
he gets up,
watch him walk away, if you know what I'm saying.
You'll hate to see me go, but you love to watch.
Oh my God! This guy.
let's play a fun game called Over Under.
Let's do it.
Over Under 12.5 wins for the Browns next year.
Over.
Wow. Mm. So David Njoku has guaranteed at least 13 wins for the Cleveland Browns next year.
Do you expect me to say under? To
guaranteed.
That?
Mm-hmm. Over Under 12 touchdown passes for catches for you.
I'm saying over for everything.
Wow. Okay. Over Under 14 touchdown passes for you.
What?
Yeah.
Like me throwing touchdown passes?
Plays. Yeah.
Have you ever thrown?
Oh, wow. David Njoku believe in his arm.
I have never thrown one touchdown pass in the NFL. So to say over to that would be just, you know, downright.
You don't have confidence in yourself, like you don't believe it really.
No, I just don't throw football. I catch them instead.
Yeah, not with that attitude, you don't.
I mean, yeah, I don't throw footballs.
Right, not with that attitude.
You don't throw hoops either.
I mean, I could.
No, you can't.
If I put my mind to it, meditation.
No, you can't.
Power of the mind.
I doubt it.
I need to be hypnotized.
I'm doubting you right now.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What you gonna do about
it? I'm gonna prove you wrong.
You
know what? You just made the hater list.
Boom. Oh.
Just put you on it.
Oh, thanks.
Haters.
Uh-huh.
Baker has a hater list.
Oh, yeah?
Have you ever seen it?
He has a notebook.
I haven't.
He's got a burn book.
He's like a mean girl from 8th grade. He keeps a list of every journalist that talks shit about him.
Well, so does he now, huh?
Yeah, I guess you're a guy from Mean Girls. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we're on the
man,
good
I
side
want a hater list. Give me a hater list.
Give me one. I'll give you a hater list. Here you go. Who's going to be on the top of it?
Todd Haley.
Better not be me. Okay. Dave's got his hater list, and the first He's name number one. Is going to
I'll think about it. I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
Who's a better passer, Odell Beckham or Jarvis Landry? They both got a cannon.
Or David Njoku.
Well, I've only seen Jarvis throw in person, so I can't really speak on that. You know what I mean? I have to see Odell throw first.
Okay.
I've watched tape on Odell. He's got a cannon, too. He's a better quarterback than Eli was last year.
Yeah.
Statistically.
True. That actually is true.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great for them.
That's 100% true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live in Cleveland?
At the 9. Probably going to move soon, though.
Okay. All right. Everyone just mark that down. Probably going to move soon. Mm-hmm. Cleveland's actually a really nice city. I like
it. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's getting back, chill, like it's cool. Up there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now that LeBron's gone, other people can actually shine because he was just hogging it all.
He's the GOAT, though. You know, you gotta give it to him.
Come on. Being in Cleveland,
he was the GOAT. 100%.
Have you met him?
I have.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Did you talk to him? Did you drink wine with him?
I didn't drink wine with him, no.
All right, so you're not really his friend.
No, so I ain't really cool like that.
No, not enabling him.
Yes. That's actually good.
Yeah.
Do you think that Joe Thomas was the reason that the Browns weren't good for so long, and then he retired and you guys got good?
What kind of question is that? He was a Pro Bowler every single year.
I'm looking at his wins, at his offensive tackle wins, and I mean statistically not that great. And then he leaves, and you guys, you know, you have a great season. You position yourselves as you know the best offense, I think, in the AFC.
Can you see me right now? I mean, I'm black, and you're wearing sunglasses, so it's like double whammy. You know what I mean? Like
you said it. He was a Pro Bowler every year. That's individual statistics.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think that's why we lost, though. You know, that makes
it's just
no
fun
sense.
To blame.
But now you are thinking about it. You are thinking about it.
No, I'm not.
You just thought about it because you had to say, I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah. Here's a real question.
All kinds of turned around, man.
Here's a real serious question.
I'm off the hater list. You would never put me on the hater list.
Wait, cross me out. You're going to cross me out?
Yeah, I'll cross you out. I'll cross you out on the hater list. You're off. That was the quickest. Man, you would have been in trouble, too, if you were on the hater list. Mm-hmm. That would have been. You don't know what I do with haters.
Once he's hashtag done with
I don't care about no. Man, what?
Once he's hashtag done with you, it's over.
It's a wrap?
It's a wrap. Do you think that Gronk is the GOAT?
Yes, Gronk. I'm kind of upset he retired. I wish he stayed one more year because we were playing the Patriots this year over in Boston. I wanted to see him. I wanted to trade jersey with him. Wanted to beat them, but you know.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. So you guys are probably going to get a lot of primetime games this year.
Mm.
Are you scared of the dark?
Am I scared of the dark? Yeah. I mean, you're clearly not. You're wearing sunglasses,
right.
And we're inside.
I'm ready.
There's no windows here.
I'm ready to go.
We've talked to people who
I got night vision.
Yeah, I see.
It actually trains me at night. I can
How many
see,
fingers?
I can see better. Two, three.
No,
two, three.
Wrong. It was three, five. Two,
You just did
three.
The asshole hand. It was three, American two, Sign three. Language.
Did you? Do you like playing night games more than Sunday afternoon games?
I don't really mind. I mean, night game is prime time, so you know it's more exciting. You know?
The juice is flowing.
Yeah,
you got to go right up into the camera when you're stretching. That's how you make a name for yourself.
I will. This year
just
for
be
you.
Like,
just for you.
It's Thursday night. It's
What's
Sunday
your name again?
Night. It's Dan.
Dan.
It's
just
Monday
for you.
Night. That's how you get it. Oh no! Made the hater. But that's how you get known. You walk up and you're just like nothing like Monday Night Football,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll definitely put it on the broadcast because you're basically plugging their product.
Right.
And then everyone will say, "Wow,
hey, you should be."
This is you want me to be your marketing guy?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You got the juice.
I've got it for you. I got it for you.
You should do a little slide-in video before you guys do Sunday Night Football. You know, Chris Collinsworth does a slide-in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you watch Sunday Night Football if you're not playing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you like the slide-in when Collinsworth, he sees Al Michaels and just kind of like wedges his butt in and he's like, hey, hey, Al.
Love it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
How much money did Miami pay you to play that?
They paid me $0.
What?
Mm-hmm, I know.
Dude, you got a raw deal.
I know, man.
Because they usually pay everyone.
I will. Not me. I wish me, but not me.
That is tough.
That is that kind of awkward? Being like when you see like Michael Irvin, you're like, you got paid. I didn't.
I mean, I got paid now, so how?
True.
How can I hate? You
true.
Know what I mean?
Are you big? You think Manny Diaz got it?
Oh, yeah. He got the juice.
That was weird, the Mark Richt thing, like how fast it kind of ended there.
I mean, it happens, you know. It's life. Life happens.
Did you play with him? Play for him for a year?
I did.
You did?
For
2 years?
For 1 year.
1 year.
1 year.
How'd you like him as a coach?
Good coach.
Yeah. Who recruited you?
But Miami, D'Onofrio.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Miami, the U is back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I think it
probably
is.
Probably not.
I think it is.
I think it's back.
It went away for like a week, and now it's back.
Yeah, well, Manny Diaz definitely
for only
has
a week,
the energy.
Huh?
Well, when Manny left, so how was that, like
oh,
24
yeah,
hours?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It was like 2 days. Two
well,
days,
you guys
two
were
days,
back
two
when
days,
you played
days.
That Notre Dame game 2 years ago.
Oh, I was there.
That was the Is the U Back game.
That was hype.
And then everything else after that was like you lost the pit or something.
Yeah, whatever,
bullshit.
Man. Whatever, yeah, man. Right.
Did you guys know the whole time that Braxton Berrios was going to get drafted by the Patriots?
I mean, I could have told you that.
Yeah.
I could have for sure told you that. I definitely saw that coming. I mean, that was, and I'm really happy for him. He got a ring. I was actually, I called him yesterday. He's in California right now.
Okay. Nice. Yep.
Did you ever get an invite onto the RV with Baker and Brogan?
I did.
Tirad? Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah. What was what went down on the RV?
Nothing. Just hanging out. Just
guys hanging out, calling each other thick.
Boys, like boys this. Being boys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this.
Yeah. Is it Tyrod or Tirad?
It's Tirad.
Okay.
Are you sure?
It was weird how everybody, 100%. Like, he just came out and told everybody this year that we've all been mispronouncing
yeah,
his name this
whole time. Yeah, it's
Tirad. He finally had enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, that's all I got. This has been fun.
Dan.
Off the hater list.
Oh, we're friends now, huh?
Off the hater list. Friends now. We're going to be coming out to maybe a Browns game this year. Baker's our guy. So, like, we're best friends with him. We don't have his phone number or anything. I actually spoke to him today because he had trouble with an airline, and I told him I'd skull fuck the airline for him. So
how'd you talk to him?
I DM'd him on Twitter.
Okay. Did he respond?
Yeah, he did with an emoji.
Good. Which emoji?
A crying one.
Oh, really?
That's the emoji you use when you just don't want to talk to the person.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pretty much. Very funny. It was, you could feel the connection.
Yeah. You could feel that bond.
Yeah,
I feel that. Uh-huh.
We're close. Right.
Love it.
Make sure to look at me when I walk out of the room. You'll be impressed.
I'm probably not going to do that.
See that chomp go back and forth. Yeah. All right. Thanks, man. Cool, man.
My pleasure, man.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, let's get to some segments. First up, we have an you think? Mike Tomlin is going to get help with challenges.
You think?
No doy. And why we say that? He's 32-39 in his career in challenges, but here's the fact that is simply incredible. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, has lost every single challenge he has thrown in the last two seasons.
Holy shit.
He has not won a single challenge in 2 years.
That's very tough to do.
That's insane.
I love coaches that throw challenges on plays that make they might be right, but they make absolutely no sense to challenge. Like for
the frustration
for a
challenge.
Yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they throw just to get another look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tomlin is historically bad. It's like him, Lovie Smith, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Being pretty frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
But that's impressive to miss two full seasons.
It's impressive. So Mike Tomlin's going to have help with the challenges. Who says the Steelers can't change? Look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Making all kinds of changes.
Instead of firing coaches, they just keep adding new ones into the mix to just be near Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully one of them will change it.
Try
yeah.
to get him. Oh, breaking moves. That's a healthy cow. That's a healthy cow. Healthy.
You guys sitting down?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking at
we sit the entire podcast.
Oklahoma and Clemson are going to be doing a home-and-home series.
Oh, that's huge.
For football.
Yeah?
Starting in 2035 and 36.
Okay. So book your hotel rooms now.
Fuck.
For your future kids might be playing in that game.
If my kid's a prodigy.
Mm-hmm. Long snap.
He'd be 16 playing in that game.
Long snapping
17.
for Clemson is going to be Little Cat.
I love these fucking, you know, these series that they threw out there. Dude. 2035?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not real.
You better believe it's real.
That is, we have to have just ridiculous, like, technology at that point. I don't even want to be watching football games. I want to have cameras, virtual reality that puts me in the helmet of the quarterback.
There's going to be another Stoops, like a younger generation of Stoops coaching for Oklahoma by that
or
time.
Or does Saban have any children?
No.
Saban?
Yes,
well,
he does.
He does?
Yeah.
So he'll probably have some. No, Saban will actually Saban's, he'll be a robot that will be.
Saban's.
Wait,
like,
did you say Alabama? No, yeah. Oklahoma. And
Oklahoma
Clemson.
And Clemson.
Same thing. Saban will still be there.
I was gonna say Saban is like a lion, like an alpha lion. He will not tolerate male heirs to his throne around him. He'll just rather put him down.
That will be the 17th consecutive year that Lincoln Riley is the hottest name to possibly jump to the NFL.
Yeah, and he'll be getting a raise. So that's how many? That's 16 raises from now.
Yes,
for
and
Lincoln
zero
Riley.
National titles.
And it's gonna be Hunter Renfro Senior
because his defense always sucks. And Hunter Renfro, yes, exactly.
That Breaking Moves was brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Okay,
for real recovery that tastes real good.
Thank you, Hank. That was great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Next Dan. Up, we have. Thank you, Henry.
You're welcome.
We're just having a thank you off.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
So far, Hank is more thankful.
Thank you.
It's true.
Henry, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Oh, Big Cat just took the lead.
You're welcome.
Okay, Big Cat
wow.
wins.
Wow, I won the thank you off.
Yeah.
All right, Mike Greenberg's dumb rules. This comes from a very random place. It is Eminem, your favorite rapper. Probably not your favorite rapper because. People who listen to the show don't even remember that Eminem was a rapper. Marshall Mathers, they probably, I bet you if we polled our audience, there'd be like 10%. They'd be like, you mean the guy that was super high with Kirk Herbstreit at that Michigan game?
Like, no, I think most people know Eminem.
But the GIF lives on. The GIF, so like the GIF.
He needs to get a new GIF out there at some point.
I know. I know.
Just over-GIF himself.
Maybe just walking like a straight line, a sobriety test.
Mm-hmm. I'm
like,
fine.
Look, I'm totally fine. All right, so... Eminem tweeted, "Dear the AAF, please entertain this thought regarding the AAF Iron AAF Express game. Allowing the players to actually fight would be key to league success like hockey. I would watch every game even though there's no Detroit team yet. Hint. Don't blow it. Sincerely, Marshall."
This is actually the first way that he put it. His original quote was, "Hi, kids. Do you like violence? Do you want to see Trent Reznor Richardson stick 9-inch nails under Johnny Football's eyelids?" I think he's got a good idea, but they should like reverse hockey it. So the referee should have gloves, boxing gloves or MMA gloves that they keep on their waist. So if the players like pick up the gloves, then they can fight, take their helmets off and let them fight.
Ooh, what about instead of gloves, every ref has a steel chair attached to their back and you just can rip it off. And boom, it's on.
Like wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Maybe we get a ladder at midfield, a ladder match. Ladder matches are the coolest matches in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're probably more likely to see that type of thing happen in the XFL, given that their boss is Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm totally fine with two guys fighting if it's consensual.
Yes, they have to both agree. That's what it is. It's like there's a notarized public, a notary sits there. And he has a little desk that just goes behind the action. Mm-hmm. And if two guys want to fight, they have to both come up, present two forms of government ID, sign a form, sign a waiver.
Piss into a cup. Send it to Nevada.
Take a picture. Check it.
Yeah.
Do the eyeball retina scan. And then they can fight.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, fighting would absolutely give the AAF a little edge.
It's also very funny that, like, it's a dumb idea, but it's brilliant.
I think it's
like
good.
No one ever thought of it. Like, why don't I just let them fight?
I don't think there's anything dumb about it. I think it's a great idea.
Just let them fight.
Yeah, let the boys fight.
Let them fight. It also was all caps, so you know he's serious.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up we have an embrace debate. You have this, PFT. What do you got?
Yeah, embrace debate. This is a hot debate. It springs up once every 4 or 5 years, but it's making the rounds again, and I was intrigued by it. What color are tennis balls? So now you might think that's a dumb question. I already know the answer to it. No, they're green. Hank?
Green.
You think they're yellow. So here, interesting.
Can I Google it?
52% of people say that tennis balls are green. 42% say that they're yellow.
So I'm like a genius mind.
No, you're 42%.
I don't go with the sheep.
No,
I'd rather be.
6% say other.
What would that be?
I guess dogs. It's probably dogs.
Yeah, dogs.
They love tennis balls. They're colorblind.
Yeah, they're probably green. Wait, you guys say green?
Yeah, they're green.
Yeah, they're probably green.
They're definitely green.
I'm looking at it. I haven't seen a tennis ball in a very long time.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. You do a lot of work with tennis balls?
Yeah. It's good exercise.
Just run it. Just throw it off the wall.
Yeah.
Go chase it.
I actually want to get into handball.
Handball would be great.
Have you ever seen someone that's like sick nasty on the handball courts?
I want to play stickball this year.
Yeah.
Like maybe like we go to
like the Sandlot?
Yeah, we go to the Bronx and play like on a dilapidated street.
I don't think they actually play stickball anymore. We can bring it back.
Well,
put on our newsies hats.
Yeah, exactly.
They play stick lax.
Yeah. Maybe rob like an old man.
Yeah, you guys want to play some stickball.
Go buy ourselves a chocolate milk and a Coke in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just have a great little Saturday afternoon. Maybe if it's too hot, we'll open up the fire hydrant.
It does sound like...
Take a little bath.
Yeah, and then we can steal a shopping cart filled with groceries and try to wheel it down a subway, like the stairs,
yeah.
And accidentally lose control of it.
Yes, and then kill someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a movie.
It's a movie, Hank.
It's a movie. What is that, Sleepers?
Bronx Tale, I think. Oh, yeah, Sleepers. Yeah.
I think it was Sleepers. Yeah. All right, last up before we get to Guys on Chicks, thoughts and prayers to Stephen A. Smith. What kind of animal was it?
A turkey vulture.
A turkey vulture flew directly into his window at his office in Bristol,
mm-hmm.
and put a huge hole in like completely shattered the glass, and essentially was trying to take Stephen A. Smith out.
Oh yeah, this turkey vulture had bad intentions.
Yes.
You could see there were no brakes before it went in the window. It just flew directly. It was actually accelerating.
Yep.
When it went through. Just like very scary scene out of Bristol.
Very scary scene.
And the vulture survived.
It did?
Which makes me terrified of turkey vultures now.
Makes me terrified for Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, someone's out to get him.
Where
was John Skipper this morning?
Mm.
Skipper's got his new network.
What about Skip Bayless?
Well, Skip was on TV. Isn't that convenient?
Ah, why everyone could see him.
Yeah, so he had an alibi.
By the way, Stephen A. Smith used the turkey vulture news. He was like, hey, look, I almost died. Even though I don't think he's even in, I think he does most of his shows out of New York.
I think he's just got a room with a camera in it, and yeah. That's just his life.
It's a booty cam.
Yeah,
it's actually not a camera. It's like a computer that says booty cam. That's just people Skyping to him.
He's a cam girl.
Yeah,
he's looked at so many cam girls that he's become one.
Yes,
and so he just dials into whoever wants to debate him.
But he used forever the entertainer. Stephen A. Smith said, "Hey, look. I almost got taken out by a turkey vulture,
mm-hmm.
so I got some goodwill going on the internet. People are like, damn, we almost lost Stephen A. Smith. Mm-hmm. So he then used it for one of his hottest takes of all time. Did you see this one? He said today about Izzo, what the hell is wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all? You can't yell at a player now. I don't even know what movement to blame this on. Is this Me Too's fault, John? Oh, or whose fault is it? I don't know. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
I don't know
is
how
this
got,
Me Too's fault?
I don't know how he got from point A to point B with this, but God bless him.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that he wasn't killed by the turkey vulture.
Right.
We just need, more than anything, we need protection on Stephen A. Smith at all times because someone's out to get him. Like, give Berman protection, too, just in case.
Yes.
Like, I can't handle either one of those guys getting taken out.
No, but I just like the idea of Stephen A. Smith just, like, going throughout his regular day, like, stubs his toe. Damn, Me Too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, maybe his... like his car, like the heated seats don't work properly.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Me Too got me again.
Blaming everything on, yeah. It's either Me Too's fault or a bird's fault.
Yes.
One of the two.
All right, let's wrap up. Guys on Chicks. Oh, would you have
to? No, I was just going to talk more about turkey vultures. I learned a lot of facts.
Oh,
about
yeah,
it.
Give but it
then,
to
no,
us.
No, then I just realized, no, I'd rather do Guys on Chicks.
No, give us one turkey vulture fact.
They're vultures. They're not turkeys.
Okay.
So they don't really look anything like turkeys. I was hoping for a more majestic bird with some plumage.
Where are they found, other than Connecticut?
Yeah, inside Stephen A. Smith's office.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're native.
Turkey vultures.
Yes, they're endemic to Stephen A. Smith.
So they got booties?
Yeah.
They could probably stay.
Actually, like, thoughts and prayers to that bird, because if Stephen A. Smith had been in the room, he probably would have fucked it.
Yes. You got to ask what the turkey vulture does in provocation.
Yeah, the turkey vulture crashed through my window looking all sexy like that with that big fat ass. You know that it wasn't a skinny-ass turkey vulture that was breaking a window?
By nature. Hell no. All right, Hank, Guys on Chicks.
Hey, boys, especially Big Cat and future LeBron Lockwood. 6 months ago, I started to secretly listen to PMT because I wanted to understand what my boyfriend, an AWL, and his friends, also AWLs, were talking about. Disclaimer. I am not one of those girls who can't throw a football, doesn't fill out March Madness brackets, or falls asleep on the couch during Monday Night Football. It just felt like he and his friends were speaking in a code, and I was sick, feeling clueless. I was stuck feeling clueless, I think is what she was going for.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 weeks into listening, I was finally able to crack their code. And about 2 months in, I began to realize that all my boyfriend's one-liners that I thought were so funny and original were 99.9% poached from your podcast.
That's okay.
My question is, are all guys unoriginal, or is it just the dozen AWLs I interact with?
No, we all are.
Listen.
Everything that I've said has been said by somebody significantly smarter than me at some other point.
It's all one song.
It is all one song. Here's what you do to get back at him, though. You ready for this? You buy barstoolgold.com/PMT, and you get the jokes that he doesn't even know about yet.
We'll start putting in extra jokes
that only you will know about.
That only you will know about. But yeah, I think this is actually a smart move by him. You found out too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like you are basically Jason Bourne now. You run for your life. You know too much.
Sup, boys, especially soon-to-be new pussy owner Hank.
Yes.
A couple days ago, I caught my boyfriend peeing in the sink, telling me it's eco-friendly. So the next day, I decided to do the same thing. caught me squatting over the sink and peeing and started yelling at me, calling me disgusting.
All right.
Is he in the wrong by yelling at me when I'm trying to be eco-friendly, too?
I think his problem with it was most likely that your ass has to be in the sink when you do it.
Well, also, when you squat, it looks like you're taking a shit.
Yeah, so he wasn't sure. Maybe he thought it was just a miscommunication. He thought you were shitting in the sink.
Right.
So just to let him know, like, hey, I only farted while I peed in the sink. I didn't poop.
Hey, this is just a number one.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll save the brown stuff for the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell him that.
Yeah, grab me a beer.
He'll love that.
I still don't understand how my IUD works. It's been 2 years and no answer from y'all.
What is IUD?
Please advise.
We know you don't know what an IUD is, Big Cat.
Is it the thing in Iraq?
No, that's IED.
Okay.
They very similar, but it's just something that's in the uterus that makes you not have a baby.
Got it.
So what was your question
again?
It's
a female condom.
I don't understand how my IUD works.
Yeah, so it's just a piece of metal. It's like a tuning fork.
Oh. Metal?
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
So can they not go through metal detectors?
No, you can't, actually. You can't fly if you have an IUD.
Oh.
Because it also interferes with the pilot's instruments. Yeah. But, Hank, it's not in the vagina. Don't worry. You're not going to stab yourself. I saw the very worried look on your face. Here's the thing. Doctors actually don't know how an IUD works.
Oh.
At all. They just know that it does.
That's perfect.
That's good enough for
me. Works for us. Did you guys, unrelated, but you talked about the instruments in an airplane. Did you guys used to think when you were a kid, like when I had my Game Boy, when they told you to turn it off, that it was because my Game Boy could control the plane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
I always still keep it on, just hoping that somehow.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, if I hit up right now, we're just not going to land.
Remember airplane mode?
Yeah.
Remember what suckers we were for using that?
God, there's nothing worse when you get yelled at for that. It's like, what? What's the purpose?
There is none.
There is none.
We don't... planes are another thing. We don't actually understand how planes fly.
No.
We just...
Thrust.
Yeah, you just pray and thrust. And you thank God afterwards. Mm-hmm.
Hey, boys.
What up?
Sup?
I just spontaneously burst into tears at work after reading someone I've never met having a baby.
Oh,
is this a normal bodily reaction for a woman in her early 30s?
Yep, time for you to have a baby.
Yep, that's what it means.
You actually are pregnant. You should probably go get it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You should probably stop drinking. Well, you don't have to stop drinking.
You can still have a glass of wine.
That's a myth.
Yeah, have a glass of wine.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no, there's more. That question.
Oh, got it.
One more. We'll do one more.
Okay.
Hey, guys, especially Dad Cat and soon-to-be Cat Daddy. Friday was my birthday, and my boyfriend told me he couldn't go out to dinner because the games were on. He offered to order a pizza to my apartment, but he couldn't come. What is an acceptable way to get back at him for this?
That's awesome. That's such a fucking great move. Be like, hey, I'll just get you a pizza. the best part about that is, like, we've all been in that spot, and that actually, in our dumb caveman brains, is actually a super nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I'll get you a pizza, extra pepperoni, baby. Like, don't worry, I'm going to go out with the boys. I'm going to get you your favorite pizza place.
Yep.
It's going to be sick.
It's a classic move of giving you the gift that we wish that we had for ourselves. Like, you'll enjoy this.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. This is a tough move for him.
Yeah.
You know what? He sounds like a nice guy, actually.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Very nice.
His heart's in the right place. He's just a dumbass.
Yeah.
Like all of us.
Congratulations, by the way, on your future birthday gift of a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. He really means it.
One time I almost did that to a girl.
No, you can't.
But the thing was, it was a Roomba, so it was going to be like...
It was like a sick one.
It was going to be really nice. It was going to be like $450.
Yes.
And then I was approaching the cashier, and I was like, you know what? This doesn't feel right.
Terrible.
I didn't even know why it felt wrong. I just knew that it did. And so I put it back, and then later on, I put the pieces together. I was like, yeah, okay.
Dodged
a bullet on that one.
Really dumb. All right, that's our show. Friday, we have 76ers owner Michael Rubin on the podcast. That should be a very fun one. We'll also tape after the game, so we'll have March Madness recap. And we'll see everyone on Friday.
Love you guys.
time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.